You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 20. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hey there, it's Jackie Ulmer, and welcome back to another Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I hope you're enjoying an amazing day, an amazing evening, and an amazing life wherever you are. You know, today in this podcast, we're going to work on the most important part of your business, and that's your mindset, your beliefs, your actions, and the triggers that are so important to take you where you want to go. And it's kind of funny, as I record this podcast, I'm looking out on a beautiful summer day in the mountains in Lake Arrowhead, California, where I live full time currently before I head to the beach at the end of the summer, and can't wait for that. But anyway, you know, I kind of looking around, it really goes to show how powerful and how important mindset is, because even in my early days of struggling in my business, even those times when I wondered, gosh, can it happen for me? Deep down, I had the belief and the knowledge that it could and that it would. I didn't know when, I didn't know how, but I definitely had that belief. And it's so important that you have that belief too. So as we continue through here today, what I really want you to think about is what's possible for you. I want you to remember that the past does not equal the future, and we're going to talk about some of that, but more importantly, I want you to remember that you can make it happen for yourself too, but you've got to work on that mindset, you've got to work on those beliefs, those actions, and then create those triggers, which we'll be going through, that are going to, again, take you where you want to go. But first, the question of the week. This week's question comes from Stephanie Sinner, and she asks, how do I invite people to take a look at my business without feeling negative feelings? Well, first of all, today's podcast is going to be perfect for dealing with that. What you want to do is spend some time journaling about the negative feelings. What are these feelings? What are they based around? And do you feel this every time that you talk to someone? I have a podcast specifically on your MLM blueprint, which may help you. And you can go over to jackiealmer.com/SSW-005. And I'll have that in the show notes too. But an important thing to keep in mind when you're struggling with your own negative feelings and concerns about what other people are going to think of you and on and on and on, the biggest thing to keep in mind is that you are making it about you and you're way too attached to the outcome of what this person decides. An important thing to remember is that success in our business, our profession, is simply around getting an answer. Yes, no, or maybe. Not everyone is going to be right for your business, and not everyone is going to be right for your business right now, and that's okay. So think about the words that you use and creating that win-win. Remember to ask questions and get to the heart of why it might be right for them. Remember, your prospect is always thinking, what's in this for me? You want to make sure that you're asking questions, finding out what they might be looking for and what might be in it for them, because that's what they're asking. So again, spend some time on this podcast, listen to the other one. We're going to work on your mindset, your beliefs, and all of that. And thanks again, Stephanie, for asking that question. So now let's move on to what I call prosperity mindset. And these are the right actions, the right results, generic coaching. And this is actually a program that I've done for my team. We did an 8-week session of this whole process, and I wanted to kind of share an overview of it with you here. And I'm probably going to be opening up as a general coaching session for others. So stay tuned for that. You can always access that information over at my website, jackiealmer.com. But what we want to talk about today is creating everything you want with a prosperity mindset, leading to the right actions, that you'll be taking, which end up with the right results, which are what you want. Everything you possibly want to create in your life and in your business is right at your fingertips when you get your focus, your mind, your thoughts, and your beliefs in alignment. Where you are in your life right now is because of your mindset. It's because of those beliefs, and it's because of your thinking. These are the things, again, that lead to your actions, that lead to the results. So remember that wealthy thinking always begins on the inside. So I want to ask you a question, something to think about. How do you see yourself right now? What adjectives come to mind to describe you? See, your self-image and what you think you're worth, these things create your beliefs and your thinking creates your decisions, and then your decisions create your actions, and your actions create your results. Now think about that. You know it to be true. You know, let's just take weight loss or exercise or something along those lines. You want to lose some weight, so you decide to, you know, start eating healthier. You decide to make better decisions. But then you get bogged down. You do it for a couple days. You don't see any results. You're crabby. You know, you want to eat those simple carbohydrates, whatever it is. And you think to yourself, oh, this just isn't worth it. This just isn't meant for me. I'm not meant to be a thin person. I'm not meant to lose those last 10 pounds, whatever. So you make the decision that it doesn't matter. Then you go to the refrigerator, the cabinet, and your actions compel you to take out the foods that you know aren't right for you. These actions ultimately are what create the results, and the result being you don't lose the weight that you want. You don't quite get where you want to be. So again, what you think about and those beliefs, those lead to your decisions, creating your actions, creating your results. And it all begins with how you look at yourself and whether or not you think you deserve to be wealthy, healthy, and successful. Deserve is a big word, and we will be coming back to it. Now, where you are in your life right now is because you have chosen it. Average people believe their lives are happening to them, and wealthy people believe that they are happening to their lives. Average people let fear of past experiences stop them dead in their tracks, and wealthy people refuse to give up on their goals and dreams. Failure is just not part of their vocabulary. Survival thinking looks like it's responsible thinking, and sometimes it feels like it to us, but it's really not. It will stop you dead in your tracks every single time. Average people believe there's not enough to go around, and wealthy people believe there's enough for everyone. Average people ask, how much does it cost? Wealthy people ask, how much can I make? This is it with regard to a business. Average people say, I can't do it. Wealthy people ask, how can I do this? What do I need to know to make this work for me too? So these are important things to think of. And when I talk about wealth, I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about all areas of your life. You can be very wealthy financially and lack in health, relationships, peace of mind, and all those type things. So when I talk about wealth, what I really want you to do is I want you to visualize in your mind a very well-rounded approach to life. Everything that you want, what's going to make everything special and matter in your life? Because just having the money is one thing, but having the peace of mind that goes with it, the health, the relationships, the time, all of that are a big part of having wealth as well. So the first step that we're going to take is creating your why. We're going to start with creating your why and what you want. We'll talk about mindset and vision, and then creating those triggers that will keep you focused there. So first of all, decide what you want and create a compelling vision. One of the questions I'm asked most frequently when I attend or speak at events, my company events, generic events, or, you know, like I say, just even attend events, people ask me, how do I personally stay on top of the leaders' boards and point challenges in my business? And really, the answer is very simple and nothing magical. And by the way, I didn't start out this way. I used to look at those leaderboards and think, oh, man, I hate those things. I hate being competitive. I don't like contests. I'll never win. They're only made for top income earners, and on and on and on and on and on. Poor me, kind of a thing. And I don't really know what happened for me, but one day it just clicked, and I realized that these could be great triggers to move me forward into massive action. Massive action that would take me where I needed and wanted to go in my business. So again, the answer is very simple and nothing magical. I stay in very consistent action. I know exactly what it takes now to be successful, and I share it freely on all these podcasts, on my website at jackiealmer.com. It's all out there. There's nothing that's a mystery. There's nothing I've held back. I stay in very consistent action with those things that create success for me. And for me personally, my greatest success has come from online marketing, blogging on a very consistent basis. You can go to jackiealmer.com and see my consistency. Creating videos. You can go to my YouTube channel. You can just type Jackie Almer into YouTube and find my channel. You'll see I'm consistent with videos. And then promoting that out on social media, being out there and engaging. So I stay in very consistent action. My calendar is scheduled. My priorities are set. And I know each day what I'm going to do for that day. I'm in contact with new people each day and each week, and I invite them to preview my business. Some do. Some ask me to preview my business. In fact, most ask me. But when I'm engaging with someone, I may ask them, you know, are you looking? Are you open to taking a look? Most do contact me, but I am contacting people on a daily basis. Most people don't ever join me in my business, but I know that the sheer numbers combined with my belief and my posture are where they're going to get the job done. So more than anything, my decision about what I want is made, my vision is crystal clear, my belief is built, and I take action on that. And one other key thing, I practice gratitude for all that I have now and all that is headed my way. I have a daily gratitude practice, and even when I'm longing for something else, I don't forget to be grateful for what I already have. Now, I know you have it within you to achieve what you want. You deserve it. There's that word again, deserve. In fact, no one deserves it more than you. And you want to tell yourself that on a regular basis. Now, when you click the submit button on your company or a business agreement, whatever you signed up for, you in essence took out a promissory note, a bank from the universe. And we're going to deliver on that note, hopefully, over time. So in the show notes, there's a download of a blank check. You can go to jackiealmer.com/020 and print it out when you can. And we'll get back to that here in just a minute. So our goal in this time together is to change in some cases and strengthen your mindset in other cases and develop daily habits for success. So first, we're going to start with creating your why, your mindset and vision, and creating those triggers that we already talked about. So we'll be working on a gratitude and intention journal. We're going to be working on positive I am statements. These will be created on index cards or post-it notes and placed strategically. And I have a resource for creating them to be mailed to you. You can go to sendoutfuncards.com, a program I use. You can sign up for an account and send cards to yourself that reflect exactly what it is you want to achieve. And that'll be in the show notes too. You can create an I am poster and a vision board. I highly recommend you do that. And you want to hang it in a very appropriate place, somewhere where you're going to see it daily, read it daily, and often. As for those I am statements that you created, you're going to read those at least twice a day too. And you're going to focus on that vision board as many times a day as possible. Number 5 is you want to get crystal clear on your priorities. And number 6, you want to focus on changing your story and changing your life. So in writing down that why, here are some things to remember. It must be compelling. Quitting my job is often just not enough. You have to drill down further. What do you really want? How much money do you want to make? And why? What will you do with it? What will that mean to you? How will that make you feel? What difference will it make to you? What difference will it make to others? How important is this to you on a scale of 1 to 10? Now, here's some other stuff. What is your life like right now? Where do you want your life to be in 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years? This is where writing out your vision and your perfect day in your perfect life is important because it gets you connected. So you want to get very detailed. Where are you living? With who? How do you spend the day? What are the sights around you? The sounds, the smells, the feelings, the food? How rested are you? What about your health and fitness? How's your business time look? What about fun time? What do you do in your fun time? When you're doing this, you want to always write in the present tense and don't use any upside down negative statements. So you're going to, as I mentioned in step one, you're going to get a gratitude and intention journal. It can be something special that you already have. You can go to Barnes & Noble and, you know, get kind of a leather-bound type journal or cloth fabric, whatever you want, something blank where you can start with writing out your future. That's the first step. You want to take 10 to 12 pages in this journal and get very creative and write out your future. You want to make it very detailed. And what you want to do this week, I really want to encourage you this week, is schedule a specific time in your calendar to get this done. You're going to allow at least 2 hours to do it, and you want to be by yourself. Go to the coffee shop if you have to. Go to the beach, go to the mountains, or any quiet place away from any distractions. You know, for me, I live on a lake half the time, and I live at the beach part of the time. I love to go to these places where it's quiet and I'm out in nature and I get my assignments like this done. And I just feel the fullness and the richness of life and nature around me and all that's available for me to manifest through my thoughts, through my feelings, through my beliefs, and through my actions. So I really want to encourage you to do this. So you want to write it in your calendar right now. If you're at a point where you can get your calendar out listening to this, get your calendar out and set the date to do it right now, because this is what we know. What's on the calendar gets done, okay? And you'll be working on the rest of this gratitude and intention journal over the next few weeks, filling it in daily and reading through it. This is so very important. Now for step two, we're going to write out your most empowering I am statements, and then we'll create some visual triggers for yourself. You can create a poster of these and hang it, and I also want you to create 2 to 3 cards. These can be index cards or a card that you mail yourself, as I mentioned before, with the same statements. You want to place these cards in key trigger areas, on the TV, in your day timer, in your vehicle, maybe on the sun visor, over your computer, near the phone, on the bathroom mirror. The refrigerator is a great place to put these as well. Wherever you will see these regularly and be reminded of what it is that you're working toward. You also, once you get that your vision written out in your gratitude and intention journal, you want to read that at least twice a day. And again, I want you to get your calendar out and really schedule this time to do so. Quiet time, alone, and get yourself into what I call the feeling space of doing whatever it is that you're doing, which in this case is going to be doing an activity that moves you into the place of knowing that you can achieve what you want. I recommend reading it out loud to yourself at least once a day. There is extreme power in this. I don't know why, and I don't really need to know why. I just know that it works. This is something I've practiced for years. Now, the next step that you're going to take is to get your priorities in order, specifically for this next 60 days. You'll likely have to step away from a few things for now, but remember that nothing is permanent. Anything that you give up, you can always bring back in. But it's very important that you start looking at those things you can eliminate for the next 60 days. You're going to be surprised at how giving up now to be able to do whatever later is so worth it. A next step that you're going to have to take is to get your family and those around you invested in this program and your success. You want to sit down and explain what you're doing. Have a conversation. Ask them point blank if they will support you, yes or no. And get clear on what that support looks like. This could include, you know, business time without the kids, where the kids are going to have to step in, or perhaps your spouse is going to have to step in and help, especially if you have smaller children. And again, even if you do have small children, you'll be amazed how helpful they can be and how much they enjoy being part of the process when you talk to them and include them in it. Kids can help with meals, household duties, and even encouragement in what you're doing. Now, I get that you don't necessarily have total control over your time, but we all have the same 24 hours in the day, from the President of the United States to the high-powered attorney to the stay-home mom to the homeless person to me and you. We all have 24 hours. It's what we choose to do with that 24 hours that makes the difference. So schedule in your priorities and decide what can slide for a bit. You can always come back to it later, always. But ask yourself, what can I get rid of so I have room for what I want to do? And be deliberate with your time and your actions. Remember that saying no now to one thing is saying yes to another. I encourage you to choose to see it this way instead of choosing to see it that you're giving something up. Next comes the things you volunteer for. What can and will you eliminate from your workload for the next few weeks or however long it's going to take you into the immediate future to free you to have the time to fully commit to your success in what it is you want to accomplish? You want to write out in that journal, you want to write out the things that you're going to step back from for some time. And then here's where you really want to make some decisions about what it is that you want to accomplish in the next few weeks or months or however long you've determined that it's going to take you to achieve your next goal. And here's where it can get kind of tricky, okay? What I want you to do is test your feelings as you write things down. If you write down, I want to make my next promotional level by XYZ date, or I want to make some other level by XYZ date, or whatever it is that you're shooting for, and it makes you feel something weird and uncomfortable, pay attention to that. This is a trigger that needs to be worked on, but we're not going to fight it for right now. What I want you to remember is that shoehorning yourself into a date deadline can be a deal breaker for success. And depending on your internal emotions surrounding it, it can definitely be that deal breaker. If you write it down and feel inspired, then go for it. If you write it down and feel less than inspired, see what you can do to back it off just slightly, 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 or move a date forward or whatever it is that you need to do to make it feel inspiring and get into that comfortable place. You want to pick three things that you want to accomplish in your business, and these need to be action-oriented steps. Getting organized, setting up this, setting up that, or the other thing, these things don't count. That really goes without saying. These are chicken goals and what I like to call just another form of procrastination. So pay attention to these areas and learn to get tough on yourself when you're procrastinating. What you want to do is detail out what you feel are going to be the action-oriented steps that you're going to need and want to be taking daily and weekly to accomplish whatever those three goals are that you listed. So let's detail out what those action-oriented steps are going to be. I'm going to share a formula here with you that I use to coach others, including myself. And that formula for success is to set a solid goal to contact 60 to 100 people each month about my business. This isn't just adding them to the list, but actually asking the question, would you be open to taking a look? Remember, in network marketing, our core business is built around list, share, and sponsor. List, share, and sponsor. This does not change, and this is a habit that must be developed and mastered to achieve what it is that you want. So your three action steps might be contact two people daily from my written list. If you multiply that times 30, that's 60 people. It might be to be bold and approach five people while you're out lifestyling, while you're out at the grocery store, while you're out and about. Maybe one of your action-oriented goals is to be to develop that business skill. Maybe you want to be bold and ask five people for referrals. Maybe you're going to book your airline ticket for convention or some upcoming company or generic event. Other action-oriented steps for those who are using online tools might be to blog daily for 90 days. Set yourself up with a 90-day challenge. Maybe you want to do a 90-day video challenge or something like this. Now remember, content is what creates leads online, and I already shared with you that that's been my biggest success in this business. So if you're using online methods, you want to make sure that part of your strategy is creating that content. Whatever it is, you want to get those action steps written down front and center. You want to visit them regularly and be doing them on a regular basis without any hesitation or doubt. The next step that we're going to talk about in this process involves spending some time writing out the things that you want to release in this journey. This is all part of getting your mindset straight. What things have you been holding on to? I want you to be intuitive when you take this on and just write. Don't overanalyze things. Don't second guess what comes to mind. Just write it down. You can look at it later. And once this is done, you can measure this up to your vision of your perfect day and your perfect life and what it is you're looking to create. Do you see what you must do to move from point A to point B? Here's the thing, and even moving on to point Z. Moving from point A all the way to point Z is nothing more than embracing and overcoming challenges. It doesn't matter what it is. Think about babies when they go to learn to walk. They have to learn to get from point A to point B. And those challenges are that in the beginning, they're going to fall down. But as they learn to get back up and strengthen those leg muscles and get their brain flowing with the cross action of moving each foot forward and putting one foot in front of the other and taking those steps, they're ultimately going to get to point B and all the way to point Z. It's the same thing for you, so don't be discouraged by that. Success in anything you're looking to accomplish is overcoming and embracing those challenges that present themselves along the way. Now remember, you can change your life by changing your story. And there are five ways you can take control of the narrative in your head. All of us have that voice in our head that talks to us. Most of the time it's negative. So these are the five steps that you can take to take control of it and move beyond it. First, just recognize it. Recognize that voice in your head. Second, jot down what it is the voice is saying. Third, evaluate whether the story that you're hearing in your head is empowering or disempowering. Fourth, write out a different story that's in alignment with what it is you really want to achieve. And then fifth, start telling yourself that new story on a regular basis. So coming back to the word deserve, I want you to spend some time here and think about whether you really feel like you deserve what it is that you want. This might also be something you want to let go of along the way in this journey. Over our lifetimes, we can make up beliefs about what we think we deserve and what we feel we're worthy of. I'm here to tell you, you deserve whatever you want in life. Why not you, and why not now? So spend some time with that word deserve if it's something that's tripping you up. Okay, so in the show notes, there's a download for a blank check from the universe. You can go to JackieAlmer.com/020. You want to print that out now. If you're available now and you can do it, you can stop the podcast. You can print it out and then we can kind of go on to it, or you can come back to it later. But with this blank check, I want you to think about something you really want, something you've not purchased or done because of the cost. Maybe you have the money, but you're hesitant to spend it on something frivolous because it's a stretch. So I want you to think about something that you want. Try not to make it a huge stretch. We're not talking about that mansion on the hill or the Ferrari in your garage, but something you're committed to purchasing or doing by the end of the next 60 days as you work on improving your mindset. Make it something that really matters to you, and I mean really. Make it something that you feel a little upset or disappointed around if you let yourself down in achieving it. Maybe it's a trip. Maybe something with your children. Maybe there's something you want to give to your spouse. Maybe something special with your grandkids. Maybe it's something you just want, and maybe it's something you've wanted for a long time. There's no right or wrong here, just your firm, solid commitment to it. So let's take a few minutes and let's get into a good feeling space. Think about something that's amazing that's happened in your life in the past, one of the best things that's ever happened to you. Close your eyes and feel that feeling now. It's a feeling of success, typically whatever it is, whether it's getting married, the birth of a child, a graduation, an accomplishment, whatever it is, it's typically a feeling of some type of success. So close your eyes and feel that success. And then see yourself writing out that check. Feel what it feels like when the transaction is complete. Now your next step is to put this check in a prominent place where you're going to see it every day, several times a day. And you want to use it to get connected to what it is that you want and what you refuse to be denied. What you want to do is set a 60-day goal for you to earn this money through your business and then take the action steps that are needed to achieve that intention, whatever that intention is. So to close with this, you must trust the process. Human tendency is to look at anything new and have an expectation of immediate results, especially in network marketing. For some reason, we're conditioned to immediate gratification. You can have immediate results when you're excited, when you have belief in the product and company and what you're offering. Your pure passion comes through. The challenge for many, though, is the baggage we're carrying around that we tend to lead with even without intending to. So remember that change starts with intention. So now, on to the homework. Step number one of your homework, complete the first 12 pages of your blank gratitude and intention journal where you write out everything you want. Set aside some quiet time alone to do this and get super detailed. The more pages you fill in, the more vivid your future will become. Stretch yourself here, have fun, and let go. I want you to put on paper what it is you really want. You can consider listening to Baroque-style music when you do this. This is easily accessed through Pandora online for free. A good channel to type into Pandora, just type in Baroque Channel. It's B-A-R-O-Q-U-E, Baroque Radio. Another great channel I like to listen to on Pandora is the Heart Meditations Radio. It has some Deepak Chopra messages too, and I really get a lot out of that when I'm getting into that feeling space, when I'm practicing gratitude, even yoga, meditating, whatever it is. Second step in your homework assignment, use index cards or post-it notes to create reminders to place around your home and important places where you'll see them. You want to, again, your computer, your phone, your bathroom mirror, your sun visor in your car, your mobile phone, your refrigerator door. These are great places to do this. You can use sendoutfuncards.com, a program I use and recommend to actually mail cards to yourself to do this, and the resource for that is in the show notes. You want to create an I am or goal poster. You can use a poster board and cut out pictures and sayings from magazines. Pictures do paint 1,000 words, and they are inspiring. They affect your senses in a way that words do not. So you want to make it a combination of words and pictures, and then decide where you'll hang it so you'll see it and be inspired by it regularly. Take a picture of it on the wall even and keep it in your phone to remind yourself while you're out and about. Number four, you want to read and get yourself surrounded by all of this at least twice a day. Read that vision that you've written out in your gratitude and intention journal. Read it out loud if possible. Get into a strong feeling place of greatness. This can be done, this getting into this feeling time, which I took you through just a minute ago, thinking of a time or event in your life when you were ecstatically happy. Revisit those feelings and imprint that feeling with your goals. Number five, schedule your calendar and get your priorities in order. Remember to have a sit down with the family. Get them engaged, share your goals with them, and ask them for help. I mean, really ask them to support you. Create a vision with them. Will you have to step away from a few things for now? Probably, but remember my saying, saying no to one thing opens up space to say yes to another. Number six, pick three things you want to accomplish in your business in this next 60 days. Make it action-oriented. Write those down, okay? Write those down in that gratitude and intention journal. Then number six, fill in your blank check. Something that you really want, but you wouldn't buy it right now without the income from your business. Make it reasonable enough that you can and will earn the income in the next few weeks. Number eight, get into action. Commit to showing your business twice this week. When you think about it, twice is really nothing. So I want you to commit to showing your business twice this week. Even if you let people know that you're, you know, doing a coaching program, something that's required for your success. Remember my philosophy of 2 new contacts a day, 60 to 100 new exposures each month. So that's your homework. So much for listening to today's podcast. And again, you can access the show notes over at jackiealmer.com /020. Announcements that I have, don't forget the RealSavvySuccess.com event coming up that I'm a co-host and speaker at September 19th through 21st in Salt Lake City, Utah. You can go to RealSavvySuccess.com to learn more. Now, if you have questions for the podcast, I love to get those answered. You can go over to JackieAlmer.com/question, and you'll find the little icon off to the right side, the little speak pipe icon. You can actually leave me a verbal message there. And if you ask a question and put your blog in there, I will include it in an upcoming show. And if this has been helpful, if you've enjoyed this, I would so appreciate it if you would rate the podcast over on iTunes. You can go to iTunes.com. You can just type in Jackie Almer or Street Smart Wealth or Profit in Your PJs or any combination of that, and you'll find the show. You can also listen on Stitcher, Beyond Pod, TuneIn Radio, Pocket Pod, whatever works for you. And I will see you on next week's podcast. Thanks again for stopping by and listening in. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.